Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. Text roulette. What are we going to solve for you today? All you have to do is send it in, 414-432-1099. That's the number you text, Siding Unlimited text line. Again, 414-432-1099. If we happen to spin the roulette wheel and land on your text number, well, boom, we're going to read it right there. If not, hey, keep listening. You never know when we're going to land on yours.
Well, think about those conversations that you have with the people close to you, your friends, your family. And do you ever have a moment where you think, I just want someone to tell me the answer. What should I do? Or maybe it's about your family and friends. So you want somebody from an outside point of view to say, hey, here's what you should do, and here's what we're thinking.
And you can't really Google that, can you?
No. So this is anonymous when you send in those texts.
I'm refreshing. I'm spinning the wheel to see which number we land on.
38.
Let's go!
38. All right. 10 per page. 1, 2, and number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Proofread it.
Just checking to make sure. Oh, okay. All right. This is interesting.
By the way, my mom asked me yesterday. She said, hey, when you're proofreading these texts with Text Roulette, what are you looking for? I said, Mom, swear words. What do you think?
Bad words, Mom.
And sometimes you all have typos, which we get it. It happens when you're texting.
Oh, yeah,
thumbs
exactly.
are too fat. Can't send message.
Right.
No punctuation.
Or you try and voice text. Good luck with that. Okay, here we go. This one looks pretty cut and dried. As a matter of fact, some of you may have wondered this. You know what? And my daughter Haley has to go through this. Here's the question. Text roulette. Has anyone purposely skipped jury duty?
Hey, now.
I'm supposed to show up next Tuesday. My daughter is 21. She has put off jury duty twice, and now they've got her. I can't remember when it is, but they've got her all locked in.
Like they've got her locked up.
Yeah,
she's on trial.
Right, exactly. And she's like, do I have to go? I think you do.
It's your civic duty.
Right? What if you don't? I mean, like this texter is asking for Text Roulette, which again, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Has anyone purposely skipped jury duty? I'm supposed to show up next Tuesday. It's a few days away.
You would think that people might get arrested if they skip it, because my ex-husband accidentally missed jury duty.
On purpose? Accidentally on
No,
purpose?
It was accidental.
Or
it was accidental. No, it was lack of organization, but we won't get too deep into that.
Okay.
We were on a trip. We were visiting my brother-in-law and sister-in-law in North Carolina, and woke up that morning and I'm kind of on my phone. I'm thinking, why is this date standing out to me? What's with this date?
Yeah.
And so I said to him, I said, is there something going on today? Didn't we have something? And again, he's like, I don't know. We're on vacation.
I have no clue.
We had something. And kind of like that scene in Home Alone where she's on the plane and she's like, Kevin! I looked
You're
at him
like,
and
oh
I
my
said,
gosh.
I said, you were supposed to have jury duty. Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, right.
So immediately, because you know me, big rule follower, I said, you need to go online, find a number, call, explain what's going on. We're
on
vacation.
I don't care.
He called. No, we kind of said, like, we got stuck where we are in vacation. Told a white lie. It ended up being okay.
See, so they didn't send somebody
to
your house.
That was 15, 16 years ago.
They're not going to send somebody to your house, right?
I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know
what they're going to do.
Can you skip? 414-432-1099.
Won't they send, like...
You can call or text that number.
Can't they show up to your house and take you there?
It's jury duty. They're not going to send somebody to your house.
If it was easy to miss it and skip it, then everybody would do it.
They're really going to send somebody to your house.
Some people don't want to do jury duty. I would love to do jury duty.
They're going to send somebody to your house and say, let's go. We've got... No way. 414-432-1099. Has anyone skipped jury duty? That is the text roulette question today. Supposed to show up next Tuesday. Let us know. It's the mix.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
Cassie, you have a situation going on in your life right now. What's going on?
So it's actually my dad, and he was supposed to go to jury duty, and I think he skipped it a couple times. Oh. And he recently got a letter that he is either going to owe $500 or he has to show up and actually appear before a judge.
Say what?
Oh my God, so now there's going to be a jury maybe deciding his fate, like the irony of all of this.
Could he be his own jury?
That's what I was like, wow.
Wait, so why did he miss it, though?
I don't know.
He
I think was busy. I mean, he does have two businesses he runs.
Okay.
But he probably should have let them know that.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
So he didn't have any like police or officials show up at his house saying, "Hey, you gotta go. Where are you?"
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, what do you mean? Do they really do that?
I mean, they said he has to appear before a judge, or I think he has a warrant.
Whoa.
That is big time. You don't want that on your record. I'm just saying.
No. And he's like, yeah, I did not know.
Want it just for jury duty.
Cassie, this is where it's almost like you become the parent. You're saying, Dad, you need to go into jury duty. You don't want to mess with this.
I mean, yeah, but I would never have known.
Wow. OMG.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling into the show, Cassie. We've got a text here that says, if you don't show up, they will send a sheriff to your house and bring you in.
No joke. Come on. Isn't that just for the movies?
Well, I texted them back and I said, how do you know this? And they said my friend was a juror and someone didn't show up. She said they called the person at home in front of everyone. And when the person didn't answer, the sheriff left and came back with the person.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
Oh my gosh.
But just for jury duty.
Whoa.
Let's go.
You guys.
What's up?
We have a text that just came through. Now, y'all are anonymous when you text us. We just have a phone number here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It says, I'm a medical assistant. I write jury duty excuses for patients all the time.
Oh.
And you don't need to put a reason. You just have to have a cool doc.
Fraud, it's a fraud, it's
anxiety?
A fraud.
Oh my God, I can't. Right. Anxiety works as an excuse for most. Come on now. We're going to be lying about stuff like that. There's people that have like real legitimate anxiety.
You have to have a cool doc or cool medical professional, but if they get busted for that,
that's good.
That's malpractice, right?
That's not good.
Don't be doing that, people.
You're going to have a sheriff coming up to your house for another reason.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Here's another text that came in. My son just never responded to the letters twice, and he never got in trouble because he was 19, never wanted to go. That was 2 years ago. So they just never came for this kid?
When my ex and I were on vacation down in North Carolina, there seemed to be no consequence when he called and said, look, we got delayed and we're stuck here in North Carolina. I mean, maybe it's because we actually could prove it. We were there.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Right.
But there have to be some kind of consequences. Otherwise, most people wouldn't do jury duty.
Like you mentioned earlier, they'd just be like, I'm not going. I'm busy.
What was the original question that they sent in to the Siding Unlimited text line?
Has anyone purposely skipped jury duty? I'm supposed to show up next Tuesday. So have you purposely skipped?
Okay, I think we're answering it for you. You don't purposely skip. Well, you need to show up.
Unless you have an excuse with a
unless
cool doc.
Unless you got
doc
a cool doc.
Gonna write you out.
Doctor, give me the news. I don't want to go to
jury duty. Can anyone purposely skip jury duty? That's the text roulette this morning. And Christina from Kenosha, have you done this or you know somebody who's done this?
My husband recently just went through this. He had jury duty and he was an extra. And they gave him this little piece of paper that he would have to call this phone number. And if he didn't call this phone number every day, for like the length of time that he had to.
Yeah, I think that's what my daughter went through the first time. She was a reserve, and then she said, I don't want to do that. And I said, but you could call like 2 days in a row, and if they don't need you, then your jury duty is done for 4 years. She's like, no, I'm just going to skip it. So now I think she has to go. So this is what happened to your husband, okay?
Yeah, and he had to do this for a week. And every time that he didn't call in, they would charge him $500.
Just from Nick not making a phone call?
What?
Yeah, and then they only have a two-hour parking where he was at. And if it goes out over the 2 hours, he would get fined a ticket.
No guy does
so
that.
So wait, how many times did he miss calling? How much did he have to end up paying?
Oh, he didn't miss any because I told him, I said, dude, we ain't getting charged no $500. They ain't getting any extra money from us.
No, get your butt down to the courthouse now.
Okay, exactly. Again, this further confirms for the person that sent this question in text roulette.
Which is, has anyone purposely skipped jury duty?
Do not. Don't do it. Don't. It could cost you money. And it's also going to end up taking more of your time than what it would have been in the first place if you probably did jury duty.
Just go through it. Yes, absolutely. Christina, thank you so much for that update.
Depending on what you're doing. If you're with the Scranton Strangler, like that might take a little bit longer.
It's a little bit different there, actually.
Who knows?
Thanks, Christina.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good one.